partakers of his divine nature, a higher life. We're going to live in a higher life, y'all. A life of worship, a life of praise, a life of thanksgiving, a life of honoring, a life of security, locked up in Jesus, arrested by Jesus. I've been arrested by Jesus. And Paul says, I'm a prisoner. I'm a prisoner, Pastor Mike. I'm a prisoner. Jesus, I've been arrested. I've been captured. Hallelujah. My God, I thank him. My God, I thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. For our spiritual wealth is in him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our spiritual wealth is in him. We've been wanting to be rich for a long time. But we've been wanting to be rich in the wrong things and in the wrong way. You know, we want this temporal wealth, this temporary wealth that's going to fade away. You can buy a 2020 car, drive it off the lot, and it's lost its value already. It's lost its value already. We've hungered and we've longed for the wrong things. But I feel like PWM is lifting us up to a higher plane, to a higher life, a life that's hid in him. And he's going to give us spiritual wealth, spiritual wealth. When you can know Christ, like hidden treasure, waiting to be discovered. Heaven's wisdom is what we're talking about. An endless richness of revelation and knowledge. God is doing a new thing in here. He's changing our appetite. He's changing our desire. There's another version that said God is the source of wisdom and knowledge. This wisdom and knowledge is only able, but we must earnestly seek and discover God's truth, his knowledge, his wisdom. As God advises us, he advises us, y'all. God's divine nature has to be revealed to us. We can't just get it on our own. We can't. We have to long for it. We have to seek after it. We have to want it. 2 Peter D. This letter is from Simon Peter, a loving servant. You know, we want to have all kinds of titles. We want to be bishops, prophets, apostles, deacons. What else? What else, Taba? Deaconess, elders, trustees. And I always tell people, can you just be a good brother? Can you just be a good sister? This letter is from Simon Peter, a loving servant. See, they didn't put the title apostle in front of servant. Servant comes first. Before you can be anything else. Jesus said, I didn't come to be served. I came to what? Serve. So we got to get this thing in order if we're going to live, Rob, on that higher life. See, we're coming up off, Lord have mercy, I was sitting there thinking, where's Roz? I was sitting there thinking, Roz, I don't know why the Lord gave me this. That building over by the river, the state building that has two levels. You can only go up to a certain floor. Then you have to get off that elevator and get on another elevator to go up a little higher. We just got off of one elevator, y'all. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. That elevator may have gone to the 9th floor, but we need to get to the 20th floor. So we get off of that elevator. And we get on this elevator, push 10 and go up. Tina, you're going up. You got to go up, baby. You got to go. See, we can't, what that song say? I can't stay here anymore. I hear him calling me. He's calling us up to a higher life. He's calling us up to his divine nature. He's calling us up to know him. He's calling us up to wisdom. He's calling us up to revelation. He's calling us up to understanding. Each time you push the button, 11, wisdom. 12, understanding. 13, knowledge. 14, oh my God, knowing him. Praise Jesus. This is good stuff. This letter is from Simon Peter, a loving servant, an apostle of Jesus Christ. I'm writing to those who have been given a faith. See, we've been working trying to get a faith. Pastor's been telling us. When I first joined the church 17 years ago, I was praying in faith. You know what he told me? I need you to pray until faith come. 17 years ago, I thought I had faith. See, but I had, Lord, how can I say this, Pastor, in a good way? Yeah. I had man's kind of faith. You know, man tell you what faith is. And you try to become, you try to use that faith that man then gave you. And it does not work. Man's faith does not work. Peter says he was given a faith. The Holy Spirit is releasing faith up in here today. He's given us faith. He's given us faith. Because when we get off that ninth floor elevator to step all over into 10, you got to have some faith. You're not going to do it on your own. You didn't even get on the elevator on your own. You didn't go to one on your own. You didn't go to two on your own. That faith was pushing you up all the time. He was making it happen for you. And we didn't even know it. He was given a faith as equally precious as ours through the righteousness of God. We don't have any righteousness except we have it what? Of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. May grace and perfect peace, y'all. When you get perfect peace, I don't care what happened. Your house can burn down. You know, lose your car. Lose your wife. Woo! Lose a daughter. Lose your only son. Come on now. We talking about a higher living. We ain't talking about that ninth floor. Because we done got off the ninth floor, y'all. We on 10th floor now. We on 10th floor. We on a new level. We on a higher life. And we're going to partake of his divine nature. You think somebody, worship team sung a song. I don't know if it was last week or not. Why should I worry? He don't worry. He got what? May grace and perfect peace cascade. Cascade. Come here, quick, Tina. Get up, quick. Put that thing together on you. This is cascade. Wrapped up, you wrapped up in it. This is cascade. Cascade. May God's grace and perfect peace cascade over you as you live in the rich knowledge. Not man's knowledge, but the rich knowledge of God. The rich knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Partaking of who he is. Understanding who he is. We've been frustrated and defeated because we've gone on man's revelation. Instead of the Spirit of God dropping you on your knees and said, this is me. Right here. Right here. I got you. It's a knowing he gives you. It's an understanding. Taba talked about it. It's an understanding. Everything we could ever need. Everything, y'all. Everything. I'm not in need. I don't like anything. Come on. Not a thing. I don't like a thing. We're moving up. Everything we need for life. And what? Complete devotion. We're not talking about no half-hearted Christians here. We ain't talking about no Christian, no Sunday go to meeting Christians. We're talking some Christians that's dying every day. that's laying their life down every day, that the Holy Spirit is slaying you every day. He's cutting you. He said the sword is sharper than a two-edged sword, and he can cut it asunder between the soul and the marrow. He knows how to get to where we are. We want to have complete devotion. I'm sold out for Jesus. Paul said, I live for Christ and I die for Christ. How many of us really, 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 if the massacre came in here today with a gun, everybody would run. Would we just say, here am I, Lord. Here am I. Oh, it's deep. That's deep. Am I ready? I don't know yet. I don't know. But I'm praying that my devotion in my life of complete devotion to God has already been deposited in us by his divine power. It's only his divine power can get us into this life that he called us to. We got saved for this reason. We didn't get saved to go to church. And I'm talking about a churchgoer here. I'm not going to tell your age, Tina. I'm not going to tell your age. Huh? 47. 47 years. Churchgoer. Thank you, Jesus. But don't you know it's a good thing to wake up? Isn't it a good thing to be awakened? Isn't it a wonderful thing for your eyes to become open? Deposits are being made in us every Wednesday. The 365 every day. The pastoral moments deposited in us. Deposited. And you know what I like about a deposit? I was talking to Pastor the other day. He said, well, I got to go make this deposit. You know, once you make the deposit, Stan, you can go back, can't you? Can't you, Stan? You can go get something because you put something in. And Christ is depositing in us. And therefore, Pastor Roz, we can withdraw. We can withdraw, Pastor Gloria. There's a withdrawal that can take place. That's why we don't need anything, because we can withdraw from that divine deposit that's already been put down on the inside of us. We can draw from it. You can draw from it. I'm telling you, by his divine power, he won't fail you. Draw from it. For all this was lavished upon us through the rich experiencing of knowing him who has called us by name. Lorraine. Mm-hmm. Bernadine, Christine, James, Cheryl, by name, before the foundation of the world, before your mama gave you your name. Come on now. Come on, it didn't start. Come on, I didn't name Tina. Before the foundation of the world, God knew, and he foreordained, and he brought it about that it would be so. Because in the mind of God, we already existed. P.W. Dem already existed. In the mind of God, he already existed. He knows what he's going to do in P.W.M. We're just catching up with him. We're just catching up, Rob. We're just getting a little bit of experience of knowing him, who has called us by name and invited us. We have a divine invitation to come to him through a glorious manifestation of his goodness. You're invited in. You can come in. You can come. As a result of this, he has given you magnificent promises that are beyond all price, so that through the power of these tremendous promises, you can experience partnership. Can you believe? He wants us to be his partner. Can you believe that? With the divine nature by which you have escaped the corruption, the corrupt desires that are in this world. Have we escaped yet? Or do we still want the world? Have we escaped? That's his plan for us, is to escape the corruption of this world, of this world. According to the Bible, every human being is born with Adam's nature, which is sinful. We have a sinful bent. We have a natural bent, y'all, towards pleasing ourselves. It's just self just want to do it. I mean, nobody has to teach us to do it. We just have a natural bent towards it. Our natural selves cannot please God. Our sin nature keeps us from fellowship with God. It keeps us in bondage to sin and leads us eventually to spiritual death. We cannot free ourselves from sin because we cannot change our nature. Just as a tiger cannot change its stripes. We can only do it by the divine power of the Holy Spirit. By the divine power of the Holy Spirit. There's an elevation coming on. We're leaving where we were and going on up to something new and something precious. You know, Enoch walked with God and had this testimony that he pleased God. Don't we want to please him, y'all? Don't you want to please him? Our nature is, let me tell you what our nature is. It includes our old identity. Now, this is what the Holy Spirit's going to come in and change our old identity, our life of sin, and the power of Satan and religion that we've been working for all these years. Ask me how I know. Trying to please God. Going to church how many days a week? And how many times on Sunday? We thought that was what it took to please God. See, that's man's way. See, that's the knowledge we got and the teachings we got from man. But see, when you become a partaker of Jesus, he begins to explain to you what you need and how to get there. And it's easy. You know, that old nature is hard, isn't it, Mike? Mike, you know, you work hard 5 days of the week, and then you got to work hard all day Sunday and on Saturday sometime. But his divine nature breaks the power of the religious work of trying to please God and our old relationship with the world and our mindsets. We are not reformed or simply refurbished. We are made completely new. We are made completely new. Dee, did I give you 2 Corinthians 5:17? We are made completely new. Now, if anyone, look, is enfolded. See, we got saved to religion. We did not get enfolded into Christ. Ain't that the truth? So he has become, when you get enfolded. See, we've been quoting all these scriptures, Pastor. With no real knowledge, no real understanding, no real relationship. All this stuff comes out of relationship with Jesus Christ. Come on now. See, we can quote them good. Oh, yes, we can. I saw one of the ladies in my building, her license plate is this. But have we been enfolded? Wait, that Pastor Roz. Pastor Roz make a cake, y'all. That's what you're sitting here thinking. You know. Pastor Oz made a cake. I made a cake one time and almost exploded in the oven. I was trying to bake one of Pastor Roz's kind of cake, you know. Amateur. She's professional. She told me, you first got to take the eggs out of the refrigerator and let it get warm. I'm like, what? And you got to get the butter at room temperature. And then you got to enfold little bit by little bit. You put this in. And he put that in. And then what the Holy Ghost been doing to PWM? He put this in. And then he put that in. He put this in. He put Sparks in. He put Toza in. He put Williamsworth in. He was enfolding. He was enfolding into us. He was putting it in us. Isn't that a wonderful thing? I would want to say, whew, no other place I'd rather be. No other place I'd rather be. No other place, y'all. No other place. On the backside of the mountain with all my family right here. This is my family. We're being enfolded into Christ. Little bit by little bit. He has become an entirely new creation. We cannot become a new creation if we are not being enfolded. If Christ is not being deposited in you, over a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, a little bit in the afternoon, a little bit at the picnic today, he's being enfolded. He's giving us more. He's giving us. He just keeps adding on. He just keeps giving us understanding. You know, he changes us. Then we become what? Entirely. We just starting to be entirely. Well, maybe some of y'all already there. Entirely, Pastor? Entirely a new creature? Thank you, Pastor Gary, Apostle Gary, Garner, for the enfolding. For the enfolding that we're getting here. So that we can become entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Not yet, but it's God's word. He's enfolding. He's enfolding. He's getting that old. Look, as he put the new in, the old goes. As he put the new in, the old goes. As he put the new in, he told you, don't even be concerned about it. Pastor Mike, he said, don't be concerned. I know you lost your temper yesterday, but that's okay. He's enfolding. The next time you get there, it'll be joy and peace. It'll be like, okay, Lord, cascade it. You know, we get to that place, you know, where we don't have to say something. We just have to be. Come on now, let him be. Even when I mess up, let him be. He's not afraid of what my mess ups. He knew my mess up before I knew. He said, I know your thoughts before they even entered into your mind. So you think he's upset or moved. He don't change his position with us. We change our position with him. We move out the way because we think we did something that he can't handle. I don't care what it is, he can handle it. We just keep getting enfolded. And then after a while, all that is related to the old order has vanished. Look, behold, everything is fresh and new. We on that new elevator, and we going up. We on that new elevator, y'all, and we're going up. We're going up. God's nature is love and righteousness. It takes faith to go after what you don't really understand. It's been taking, you know, he's been depositing some faith in us and telling us where to go. God is so awesome that we cannot fully comprehend him. His nature is a great mystery to us, but yet he reveals it to all mankind if they want it. But you gotta want it. It's not like apples dropping off a tree. You gotta want it. If you want it, he'll reveal his nature to you. He'll say, Geraldine, that's not my nature. He said, Geraldine, love. Love, Geraldine. Be at peace, Geraldine. That's my nature. That's my nature. That's a higher kind of life. That's a higher kind of life. When all the world says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, he says love. He says love. He says love. His nature summed up in two words, love and righteousness. God is the only one that is perfect, and only through discovering and growing closer to him can we be made perfect in his righteousness. All we have to do is come when he calls us, because he's calling us. He's calling us. He's calling us. Calling us by a name too, Tina. Call us by a name. Call us by a name. 1 John 4:17, D. By living in God. By living in God. By living in God, by being enfolded, he'll cascade you. By living in God, love has been brought to us in its fullest expression so that we may fearlessly, face the day of judgment, because all that Jesus is, that Jesus now is. Somebody read that for me. A higher life. These are not words here, y'all. I want y'all to tell us the Holy Spirit is doing something. He's doing something marvelous and magnificent in this place. He's lifting our spirits to another level. He's lifting our hearts to another level. He's changing the way we think. He's giving us his ideas and his thought. He's opening up ways that man said would never be opening. He's closing doors that man said would never be closed. He's opening doors that man said would never be opening. He's bringing about a divine nature in us. We are the firstborn of Jesus Christ. The secondborn of Jesus Christ. Excuse me. Christ was the firstborn and we're the secondborn and we take on his nature. Trying to do something here. Take on his nature. Take on his nature. Take on his nature. Our children take on our nature. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. We don't admit it. They don't admit it. One day I said something to Michelle, and she said, "I got it from you." She was true. She told the truth. I said, "Well, can you start getting some from the New Geraldine? Come on now. We can fix this thing. Come on, let's start getting some from the New Geraldine. Because I've been born there. I've been enfolded. I've been cascaded. That's the old Geraldine. Can you pull on the New Geraldine? Aaliyah's going to get the new Taba. She's not going to keep seeing the old Taba. She's going to start pulling on. Oh, there's something else going on in there that I've been missing." And that's what the world's going to do. She's going to look at us and say, "Mike, what is it about you that you can walk around here and do all this stuff and take all this craziness and just be in what that other scripture said, perfect peace? Perfect peace? You're not moved?" As Jesus now is sitting on the right hand of the Father with all power and all authority in his hand, Miss Holiday, he says, "What? So are y'all know we got a ways to go. Don't y'all want to live on a higher life, Pastor Love? Don't you want to live a higher life? I'm tired of this life. I'm tired of it. I want that divine nature. I want the nature of Christ in me. I don't want to just be saved." We used to get up, testimony service. That was one of them three services we went to on Sunday. Testimony service. I thank the Lord for being here tonight. I thank the Lord for giving me life, health, and strength. I thank the Lord that I've got a reasonable portion of health. I thank God that he put clothes on my back. I thank God that he gave me a car to drive. And I just want y'all to know that I'm saved, sanctified, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Fire baptized. Am I running for my life? Woo! See, then you make a run. I ain't seen that nowhere up in Revelation. Revelation talk about what's going on in the throne room. Come on, y'all. As he is, we're supposed to be. We're going to be there. I know it for a surety. Before I leave this world, we've been raptured every day, though. Stand up, Pastor Mike. Stand up. But see, there's a church waiting on the rapture. But we're being raptured every day. We're being lifted up. Ninth floor, get off, get on 10th floor. Step up a little bit. Go up one step, one step, one step. See, every time you go up another step, you're being raptured. You're being lifted up. You're being brought. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on up here. Come on up here. Come on up here. Hallelujah. Go down, 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 down. You can't get done. No, no, no. Stay right there. Stay right there. Stay right there. Don't go in. Hold what you got. Hold your move. Hold your move. Hold your move. It's going to be okay. See, because you got to help me up here. See, we on the 10th floor now, y'all, right? We're on the 10th floor. This child told me last night. night before last. See, PW, I'm praying. I don't care what y'all say. People may not believe. PWM is praying. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. After 51 years of being in the hospital, more than you be home, she told me, they told me, Thursday, to come in. Called my husband, told my husband, bring me in. But you know what she told me? I said, Mama, I think I'm supposed to take a stand. She said, Mama, I think I'm supposed to believe. I don't hear God telling me to go to the hospital this time. I don't believe that's what I'm supposed to do this time. See, this is a higher life right here. This right here in front of us. Where I could have chosen to go and get man's way. But I'm going to believe God for a higher life. And for his divine nature, that as he is, I'm going to be. As God, Jesus Christ is, Michelle is going to be. She's going to be free from sickle cell because God's going to do the miraculous and the supernatural for a testimony to PWM. I believe. This is for his glory. This is for his glory. He's depositing life in her. He's depositing new cells in her. He's changing her DNA. He's doing a divine thing. Divine thing. And Father, we thank you for it. Mike, lay hands on her. Pray for her, Mike. Pray for her. We have miracles right in front of us, and we can't even celebrate it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. A God kind of, see, God deposited that in her. God deposited a kind of faith in her to say, not this time. Let's wait and see what God's going to do. Let's give him a chance to work. I know what man says, but we want to give God a chance to work. Let's give him a chance to work. God is so good. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the healer. Pastor Roz, go up and lay hands on her back. Jesus is the healer. So as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Healers are here. There's a healers. There's some healers. There's some with the spirit of faith that's been deposited by the divine nature of God. There's a hope. There's a hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you believe, we've been going on this, I believe. Hallelujah. A higher life. A higher life. See, back in the old day, we used to pray through. But in this modern church, we pray for 10 minutes and it's over. Yes. We would pray through. Yeah, service supposed to get out at 3. But to pray through, we'd be there at 5, Derek. Yes. We'd be on the altar with a soul. We'd be praying and pleading God for her healing. Yes. Yes. That was the old church. We threw away the baby with the bathwater. There's some things that's still true. Sometimes you have to pray all night. When she wakes me up at 2 o'clock in the morning, Pastor, now I've got to pray all night. I can't go back to sleep. I can't nod off. I've got to pray all night. I want life to flow. I want life to flow. I have to come against death. I want to see Christ risen. I want to see Christ risen. I want to see the power of Christ. I want to see his divine nature. Sometimes you better pray all night. Yes. Sometimes you have to cry all night. Yes. Lay a hold to the horns of the altar and don't let them go. Sometimes it's instantaneous, but sometimes you have to cry out to God to get that higher life. See, hell's trying to hold on your foot, your feet, your ankles. Hell don't want to let you go, but we curse it. We curse sickle cell at the root. We curse it. We call for divine alignment in her body. Yes. Divine alignment. Yes. Yes. Divine alignment. Yes. That she'll be raptured up out of that. She'll be raptured up out of that. should be raptured. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on now, Holy Ghost. Come on, Jesus. Instead of going to the hospital, she came to PWM. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Instead of MCV, hallelujah. She came to the apostles and the servants of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. She got enough faith in us, y'all. She has enough faith in us, y'all. She has enough faith in us, y'all. Come on now. Come on, Jesus. Holy Ghost, we love you. We love you, Jesus. We want to see this miracle. Hallelujah. Come on up here, Deborah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to see this miracle. We're going to a higher life, right? Healing is going to flow. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. She had enough confidence in us, in PWM. She made her way here. Instead of down 95 to MCV. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you for healing. We thank you that the healer is here. We thank you that the healer is here. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Elevate the hemoglobin. Elevate it, elevate it, elevate it. Elevate the oxygen level. Elevate, elevate. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Your divine purpose is for her to walk in divine health. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We've taken too much of the devil's. We've taken too much. We just let him ride. We just let him take over. The devil is a liar. There's no, there shouldn't be any sickness amongst us. Thank you, Jesus. On this next level. On this next level. On this next level. On this next level, Pastor Glow. On this next level, Pastor Glow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. On this next level. On this next level. These are not just words. This is not just a message. Hallelujah. This is the manifestation of the next level of living in Christ Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Work, Holy Spirit. Work, Holy Spirit. Work, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, may I do something? Do I have the liberty to do something? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody that believe that God's going to work this miracle, I just want you to get up and come and walk through the aisle. Walk that way. Go that way first. Go that way. Go that way first. And come and just walk down. Everybody go that way. Come on now. Just come by. Say, this is faith walk. This is a faith walk. Faith is being deposited in us. A divine faith. A divine faith. A divine faith is being deposited. A divine faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. A divine faith. A divine faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. A divine faith. Being deposited. Divine faith. You may not need it today, but you may need it tomorrow. A divine faith. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. A divine faith. A divine faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, let her sit there when you're all finished. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Prevailing Word Ministry, no more cheap living. We have the richness of Christ in us. No more cheap living. No more cheap living. The divine nature, it is possible. And it is working. Everything is spirit. Everything is spirit. Everything is spirit. And everything is by the Spirit. We can't do anything. We could not ask God and stand in this position right now until he kept enfolding us. He cascaded us. He was getting us ready for the miracles and the signs and the wonders and the healing that's going to take place in this house for his glory. It's all for his glory. It's all for his glory. A real testimony. Report from the doctor. No more sickle cell. The miracle. The miracle. Washed in the blood. Washed in his blood. And his blood getting all down on the inside of her. God gave us Michelle for the manifestation. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. God gave us Michelle for the manifestation. 10th floor going up. 10th floor going up. The church has done with, the devil has done with the church what 9/11 did to those buildings. Brought it down to ground zero. Nothing happening. Nothing working. Nothing going on. Not even the memory. Jesus. Not even a memory of the revivals. Not even the memory of when God used to work. We won't have that testimony, Pastor Mike, of what God used to do. We're going to live in what God is doing now. That's a high life. We're going to live in what God is doing now. Dee, did I give you Matthew 25? God's kingdom is like 10 young virgins who took oil lamps and went out to meet, to greet the bridegroom. Listen at this. 5 were silly. And 5 were wise. Smart. Don't let the devil tell you or your family, your friends, or church members that you have enough. We're pulling on God, Pastor, that we will be the 5 smart. We want more than what normal is in churchdom, in Christianity. We want more. We want to leave out every morning from where we are with our vessels full and with extra. See, you can't do this if you don't have extra. That's right. You got to have extra. You have to have extra. You have to have enough oil, enough anointing. The silly virgins took lamps, but they had no extra oil. The Lord has given us extra today. If you can believe and receive, God has given us extra today. The Holy Spirit is giving us extra today. More than what we came in here with. He's given us extra today. Extra anointing. That old anointing. He's multiplying the anointing. I think it was Rob that said he had a vision one day and the oil was running all down the walls. The oil is running. The anointing oil is running. The smart version took jars of oil to feed their lamps. The bridegroom didn't show up when they expected him to. See, we don't know when God's going to need us to do a miracle. We could be in the grocery store. We could be in a doctor's office. God said, pray for that person. You know, you can see cancer. You can curse it at the root and go on about your business. You don't have to say you're an apostle, nobody. You don't have to. God, you don't know when the bridegroom is going to want to use his bride. So we want extra. Used to be saying extra, extra, read all about it. The bridegroom didn't show up when they expected. And did what? Then they fell asleep. We're not going to fall asleep. We're going to stay alert. We're going to stay on our post. We're going to be believing God every day, every minute, every hour, every second. Because we want more. We want the extra. And I think I'm done. No more cheap living, y'all. No more. No more spiritual poverty. No more. No more. We are going to move in all that God has foreordained. We're going to keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. And keep speaking life. And keep praying life. The King is coming. The King is coming. We thank God for her. Yes. Thank God for PWM. I would not be anywhere else. I went away for about a week ago maybe. But it was nothing like coming back home. My God, when I saw Pastor Gary and Pastor Gloria, man, I had a wonderful time. Heaven met me when I was away. And he had angels to escort me in every junction where I needed help. Thank you. Pastor, do I have enough time to share that? Enfolded. I was a little apprehensive about going, flying. I had suitcases and oxygen console. And I was a little apprehensive, Miss Treva. And as a matter of fact, the devil almost gave me a panic attack that Thursday attack. I got so scared. How are you going to do this? How you think you're going to do this now? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, haven't I always been with you? Haven't I always been with you? And I got to the airport. Pastor Gloria went as far as she could go. And I felt, thank you, Pastor Gloria. I felt her, like, Lord, I just want to go and see her all the way. I felt that. I felt that in her heart. But they gave me assistance every step of the way. You need a wheelchair. Let me push this. I got your luggage. You don't need to put that overhead over the overhead. We're going to check it on the plane. I mean, just all the way there and all the way back. And when I walked into the house, it was like heaven just picked me up and enfolded me. I kept telling Pastor, I can't put it in words. Because it wasn't, Lord have mercy, I don't want to say this wrong. they were normal Christians. See, they were not, you know, a PWM. They were not PWMers. You know, they were churchgoers. As a matter of fact, I asked one, how much have you grown since you came to Christ? And the person told me, I've got 12 years of theology under my belt. What does that have to do with your growing in Christ? What does that have to do? My question was, how much have you grown? PWM, we're growing. We're growing in Christ. We're growing in his love and knowing who he is. But I was enfolded. And the whole time I was there, I felt like I was in another world. It was the strangest thing, Pastor Mike. It was the strangest thing I've ever experienced. It wasn't that they sung songs or read scripture. No, they went about their daily business. And I was just in this bubble life. That's the only thing I can tell you. But then when I came back and I saw these two, it really exploded in me. Pastor can tell you, I went off like a ticking time bomb. I was so glad to see them. So glad to be back in the arms of where God placed me. Don't move out of your place, people. Don't let the enemy trick you. Stay. He used to always tell us when we first came, one or two people, if you stay with me, just stay close. God's going to do it. Just stay focused. Stay with me. And God has proven himself. And I thank God for this house and for our apostle. Remember, we're living a higher life. We're taking in the divine nature of Christ. We're going to be just like he is. I know it's hard to fathom. It's hard for me to fathom. But as he is, so we are going to be.
Y'all believe that?
He's going to enfold us and cascade us. Yes, he is. God's presence is here. And we carry it everywhere we go. We know how to host his presence. We know how to live under the canopy of Jesus. You get under that canopy and nothing can get you. We say, yes, Lord. We say, yes, Lord. For he's called us to his own glory and his own excellency. He's called us to it. And we say, yes, Lord. We say like Eli said to Samuel, the next time he called you, say, hear my Lord. We need to be all day saying, hear my Lord. Hear my. He's calling us. He's calling us. He's calling us to his glory and to his excellency by name. And you're going to start hearing him. You're going to hear your name. I believe y'all. I used to hear it. And I repent because I fell away. I backslid for some things that was God and tried to be modern and contemporary. But God is a good God. He is a redeemer of the years that have been lost. He's redeemer, Tina. He's going to redeem the time. He's redeeming the time. Thank God for you all praying for me. Because it is so. It is so. And we thank God for it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jerry. Holy Spirit is so in here. He's feeling it. Feeling the air. Feeling the atmosphere. So we're just in for this deeper baptism, this deeper life in the Spirit, this in deeper enfolding. And if he's doing the work, it's going to get done.
Yes. Yes.
It's no more trying on our part.
No.
It's just believing.
Yes.
As he is, so we in this world seems like so far out. But if he's doing the work,
yes.
If he can make this out of that, then what's our problem but just to believe it? He's brought us to this deeper place of abiding in him that only he can do. All we did was be here. I just, we just got to keep meeting together. I love that word cascade. And it's just that one definition. Pastor Dahl looked it up, and I just wanted to share that one definition of that. Just one little piece of it. The greater number of people who get under the cascade, the wider the cascade effect.
Wow.
And as soon as she handed that to me, I was like, oh my God, that's what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to stay together.
Yeah.
To get this wider effect. And that's really what's starting to happen. Mm-hmm. Is letting the Spirit move. It's not by might, not by power, by his Spirit. Right now, that means a little more to us. Every week, that means a little more to us. Cascading over Michelle, cascading over the house. His glory. I'm ready for glory. I'm ready for a kingdom come. I'm ready for this higher realm. Okay. I'm ready for a fierce outpouring. See, he's enveloping us, and he's in, what's the word? He's enfolding us deeper. It's just a deeper enfolding. It's nothing we're doing, guys. He's just doing it. Valisa had a quick vision I want her to share. You should be glad you're here today.
I am glad I'm here today. So I had a vision last night that I seen a drawing, on a piece of paper. And I saw it was like a paper cutter. It was a drawing looked one way, and the paper cutter looked a different way. Well, it looked like a cookie cutter. And the cookie cutter cut the paper, and it was cut like cutting away what didn't belong. So God is making us in his image. He's cutting away what needs to be cut away. And whatever belongs to him, that's going to remain. So he's cutting and trimming what needs to be trimmed away.
As he is, so are we. Amen. Amen. Great day. All right, so we're going to dismiss now. So your offerings, just get it in whatever way you want. You can put it in the basket. You can put it online, whatever. We don't have to do the formal thing, walkthrough. Is that everybody? Can you say amen to that? We don't have to do the walkthrough, you know. It's just sort of put it up there. You know, there's always envelopes are inside. Just go get them. Fellowship afterward. Rosa's back. Y'all make sure y'all say to Rosa before she leaves. God bless you. Okay. And thank God for Cheryl. And we're a blessed house. We're a rich house. Do y'all know how rich we are? In Jesus, folded in Jesus. You know, as he continues to unfold us, we don't want anything else but more unfolding. Come on. We all got to give Tina room.
I wasn't going to say anything. But the unfolding thing. Yeah. I've been asking God to give me something, whether I'm in the house or not, every Sunday to get me through the next. And he's been doing it.
Amen.
If I'm not here, Pastor sends a text, Pastor Mike sends a text, the 365, something comes across that if it's just one word, the enfolding. That's mine for this week, to get me through, that he's enfolding me daily to get me through. So he's giving me something every week to get you through.
Amen.
Even when you're not in the house, you still can get it.
Amen. Because he's alive. It's going to mean more to you than you think, actually. Amen. It's good stuff. Will you close in prayer, P. Mike? Thank you. So remember, 4 o'clock fellowship at the house. Pool, bring your pool clothes if you want to do that. And make sure you bring whatever you told Kay you're going to bring. And bring more than that if you want. Right, how am I doing? Okay, good.
Can't touch this today. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you, O God, for higher heights. Thank you for the washing. God, thank you for exposing our wilderness to not to perform, but allow you to do it, God. You said that he that has an ear, let us hear what the Spirit has to say. And I kept hearing, we don't have to do anything. Man, when I heard you say that you would lead us beside still waters, you going to lead. And we've been trying to get to the waters on our own, God. But you said, no, I have to lead you to that place of peace. When I used to practice and learn, trying to learn how to pray, and I get all excited, but then you said, no, Father, teach me how to pray. You know, we get on the elevator and we keep going to see our friends, and God, there's something about our hunger that we want to be seen most of the time. But God, you said that through Pastor Jerry, that get off this elevator and let me take you higher to another place. You leading us to a different arena. You guiding us, and you exposing us to an area in our life, oh God, that's beyond the measures of man. You orchestrated for Michelle to come in at such time that she did, oh God, because you already knew from the beginning when Christian was standing up here, and she said, are you willing? God, you opening up our eyes of understanding. God, we begin to see the unseen. But God, you said in your word that you are lining up stuff. There's an alignment that's happening from the spirit and this world. You're lining it up, God. And God, I see this thing happening that you're joining it together, oh God, because we're not going to lack no good thing now. God, why do you orchestrate a picnic on the same day that you're taking us up to another level? Why would we normally do it in June and July, God, but you orchestrated for it to happen in September? God, you saw something way before we even have the imagination to make this thing happen. God, I see you working, God. It's an alignment that's happening in this house inside of your people, oh God, and we're not doing it. For the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. God, break us down, oh God, that we stay faithful to what you give. Look, God, you even said about, God, help us today. You even said about faith, God. We don't even have the audacity to talk about our mustard seed faith, God. God, you got to give us the faith, oh God. Faith comes from you. But we've been trying to practice faith. God, thank you for changing our knowledge, oh God, from the world to a spiritual knowledge, oh God, that we are nothing. That's all the knowledge we need in the earth, is that we will understand that we are nothing. Father, we thank you, oh God, for this moment. We thank you for the word that you have given us, oh God. Thank you for the manna that you have exposed to us, oh God. Thank you for the washing. Thank you for the water, oh God. You drenched us so much, God, that we can't even drown. Now we rest in you. We lay in you. We thank you, God, for what you're about to do the rest of the day. Because it's not over. It's not over. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.